Hello and welcome to the Quick Start audio guide for the Capsys Smart Vision 3 mobile phone, brought to you by Sight & Sound Technology. The aim of this guide is to provide an understanding of the phone's basic functions and how to use some of its apps. If you'd like a more in-depth guide, please refer to the user manual. Let's begin with a tour of the physical features of the phone. The front of the handset is separated into two halves. The top half is the touchscreen, while the bottom half is the physical keypad. Above the touchscreen is the front-facing camera on the left, while the earpiece speaker is in the centre. Let's look in more detail at the keypad to see what each button does. The keypad itself is split into two parts, the upper navigational and menu keys and the lower alphanumeric keys. You can differentiate these parts with the upper navigational and menu keys being slightly raised compared to the rest of the keypad. In the centre of the upper keypad is the navigational pad, consisting of the textured OK key, around which we can find the up, down, left, and right keys, easily identified by the raised edge relating to the key's direction. Short pressing the OK key confirms the selected choice, and long pressing it opens a further menu of options such as Edit, Delete, Move, and Share. Similarly, short pressing the up and down keys allows you to scroll through screens, while long pressing these keys moves to the start or end of the selected list. Finally, short pressing the left and right keys changes the selected item in the reading mode, while long pressing them changes the mode itself. We now move on to the keys to the left and right of the navigational pad. To the left of the navigational pad are the upper home key and the lower menu key. A short press on the home key will immediately take you back to the home screen, while a long press will open the list of recent apps. A short press on the menu key will open more options for the selected application, such as quick settings and notifications, while long pressing it opens the accessibility menu. To the right of the navigational pad are the upper back key and lower delete key. Short pressing the back key will move back one screen, while long pressing it will open recent notifications. Short pressing the delete key will remove a single character from a text box, while long pressing it will clear the box. The lower section of the keypad consists of the alphanumeric keyboard, arranged in four rows of three keys. The top three rows consist of the 1 to 9 keys, while the last row consists of the star, zero, and hash key from left to right. Each key has multiple characters assigned to it. Press on the key repeatedly to scroll through each option. The 1 key is for symbols such as punctuation and special characters. The 2 to 9 keys allow you to type both numbers and letters, including both the capitalized and accented version of letters. The star key allows it to choose the text input mode, such as its normal, capital, or numeric modes. The 0 key acts as the space and new line key. We will now work clockwise around the edges of the phone, starting from the top. Along the top edge, you will first find the 3.5mm headphone jack, which is compatible with most wired headphones, such as those that come with the Smart Vision 3. To the right of this is the power button, which allows you to turn the device on and off. Moving on to the right edge, the first feature you will notice is the textured command button, located a quarter of the way down the phone. Pressing this button activates the Google Assistant, which allows voice commands to be given. You can use this to make calls, send messages, open apps, as well as many other options. Below this button are the volume controls. The upper button will increase the volume, while the lower button decreases it. Please note that this won't affect the Capsys Assistant. On the bottom edge from right to left is the main speaker, the microphone, and the USB-C charging slot. Finally, near the top of the left edge of the phone is the SIM card tray, accessible by using the SIM card extraction tool. Turning over the phone, in the upper left corner we find the dual camera. Below and in the upper centre of the phone is the fingerprint sensor, used to unlock the phone and make secure payments. That covers the general layout of the Smart Vision 3. Now let's get started by inserting the SIM card so that we can set the device up. Using the SIM extraction tool, open the tray and insert your SIM card. To insert your SIM card, place it metal side down with the beveled edge in the bottom right corner of the SIM tray. You should then ensure that it is firmly seated flush within its slot. Once in the tray, Gently reinsert it into the phone, making sure to keep the tray horizontal to prevent the card from falling out. If you are inserting both a SIM card and an SD card, make sure you place the SD card metal side down and only in the first compartment of the tray. Then, insert the SIM card in the second tray slot as instructed before. Now we will turn the phone on. Press and hold the power button on the top edge for a couple of seconds until the device vibrates. After a few seconds, the phone will turn on, play a short audio chime, and then begin to speak to you. You will first be taken to the Google setup screen, where you will be prompted to set up your device's language, time and date, and network settings, as well as customize the device to your needs. Once complete, you will be taken to the home screen. Here, you can quickly access the time and date, applications list, contacts, telephone, and messages. You can key through these options using the up and down keys on the navigational pad. All the menus are structured in this list style view for easy navigation. Simply press up or down on the navigational pad to move through the menus, and then press OK to finalize your selection. From the home menu, let's first go into applications. Press down on the navigational pad until the phone reads out applications, and then press OK to enter the menu. Here, we have a list of all applications installed on the phone. Let's take a brief look at each menu item here. Agenda is the Smart Vision's own calendar. Here, we can see any current events we have set. At the very top right of the screen is a button to access extra options. These options can also be accessed using the menu button, located on the left side of the navigational pad. Underneath this is the option Create Event. When opened, you can set the title of the new event, the date, time, recurrence rate, reminder time, and the ringtone for the event. At the bottom of this list is the Save option. Once selected, the event will appear in the list. You can then select and edit existing events by keying down to them, changing any of the previously mentioned options that you wish to. Once these changes are made, key down to Save and press the OK button. You can also delete events in this menu by selecting the Delete Event option. Let's go back to the Applications menu. This can be done by pressing the Back button, which can be found to the top right of the navigational pad. Next in the list is Application Updates. We can use this feature to update individual or all apps easily. The next item in the list is the Assistant, which will allow you to give voice commands to your phone, such as to call a contact, create an event, or open an application. You can also open this option by pressing the textured command button on the right side of the phone. The next option in the applications list is the banknote recognizer. Simply point the phone camera towards a banknote and it will read out the denomination and nationality of the currency. Please note that as this is an OCR app, it may make mistakes in poor conditions. If you purchase the Omni version of the Smart Vision 3, the next item in the menu is the Book Reader. The Book Reader is an application that allows you to read documents in DAISY, EPUB, DOC, DOCX PDF, TXT, and HTML formats. To import books onto your Smart Vision 3, you'll first need to connect it to your computer via a USB cable. Once connected, transfer your files in the Books folder of the internal memory. You can also use the Download folder to store your files. Once you have imported a book, you can then go to My Bookshelf to open the books. We will now skip some of the more self-explanatory apps and go straight to the Color Detector. The Color Detector is an app that uses the rear camera to detect the color of an object. Simply place the phone 5 to 10 centimeters away from the target in a well-lit environment. Then press OK on the Announce Colors option and the color of the object will be announced. Alternatively, you can use the Find Color option, which will allow you to select a specific color and detect it wherever you point your camera, giving an audible alert when it detects the selected color. Next in the list is the Contacts application. Here we can find the list of all of our saved contacts as well as create new ones. To create a new contact, key down to the Add a Contact button and then fill in the fields for name and number. Then select Save and you will find that it has been added to the list of saved contacts. You will next find an application called Files. Here you can manage all of the files found on your device. Next in the list is the FM radio app, which will allow you to listen to radio stations. To start listening, you will need to plug in headphones as these will function as an antenna. You can use either the headphones included with the Smart Vision or your own. Use the down key to cycle through the available functions here, such as previous or next radio station, as well as changing the frequency manually. You can also use the menu button in the FM radio app to access additional options such as a list view of radio stations and the option to start recording so that you can capture a recording of your favourite radio station. You can also access a similar function through the web radio app. Next is the Gmail app. Here you'll be able to send and receive emails from your Smart Vision. Simply create an account or sync an existing one. Once complete, you can move through the menus with a navigational pad. Let's now explore the Google app. Select the app, press down once to select the search bar, and press OK. Now, type in your desired search. Once complete, press OK again, and then key down to browse your search results. Next in the list is the Captain GPS app. If you're a Smart Vision Omni owner, or if you purchase the Captain GPS separately, then this is where you'll find it. By default, no map is installed on your Smart Vision 3, meaning you must first download the maps you are interested in using an internet connection. Select the country you want to install from the list and press the OK button to start the download. Once the download is complete, the application must be restarted to install the new maps. The main screen of the Captain application offers various navigation modes. These modes include pedestrian navigation, which provides you with the most optimized walking journey, car navigation, which provides you with the most optimized driving journey, cardinal guidance, which provides you with directions, distance, and a map to be followed by time indication, regardless of the traffic network, map directory, which reads the map and jumps virtually from one intersection to the next, giving you a description of each intersection, manage K-tag, which allows you to create, modify, and delete your K-tags, pedestrian route, which allows you to record a route and replay it later, and free navigation, which enables free navigation providing you with real-time description of your environment. We'll go into much more detail in the full user guide, but as this is a quick start guide, let's move on. Next is a useful light detection tool. This application notifies the brightness level detected by the light sensor located on the upper backside of the Smart Vision 3. By pressing key 1, you can toggle between a sound signal to a percentage of luminosity depending on your preference. This is very useful for OCR apps such as the Banknote Reader. Another really useful tool is the Lookout app. There are several modes to choose from, including text, which will read out printed text, document, which will read out documents and handwriting, explore, which will scan the area around you and describe in real time what is present, currency, which will identify single banknotes based on their origin and the denomination, food labels, which will identify food items based on their barcodes, and image, which will identify what is present in an image you select. Next is the magnifier, which lets you magnify text or documents and adapts their size to your visual needs. It provides different zoom levels and color contrasts using the rear camera. Simply place your Smart Vision 3 over text to enlarge and adjust the height until the image is sharp. Use the 2 and 3 keys on your keypad to respectively increase or decrease the zoom level. Other options include pressing 1 to set or unset lighting, press star to freeze the screen, press 0 to take a picture and save it to the gallery, or press hash to choose from 9 available contrast colours. We next find ourselves in the Messages app. Here you can send and receive text messages from other phone numbers. To send a new message, key down to the New Message button and press OK. You can now select the recipient and compose your message. Once sent, it will appear in your conversations list for you to view. NFC, or Near Field Communication Technology, enables the Smart Vision 3 and a secondary device, such as a smartphone or an electronic tag, to establish communication by bringing them closer together. NFC can also be used to share contacts, photos, and videos. Moreover, Smart Vision 3s allow you to program and read your NFC tags and perform an associated action. The NFC application works with compatible electronic tags. By default, three of these tags are provided in the Smart Vision 3 box. These tags can contain personalized information such as text, voice memos, phone numbers, or settings. The NFC application allows you to record information on these labels directly from your Smart Vision 3 in a few steps. Refer to the full user manual for more information. The Notes application allows you to create, edit, delete, and read notes in a text format. There are some helpful shortcuts available which can be found in the user manual. Next on the list is the Google Play Store, where you are able to download and use more apps on your Smart Vision 3. After this is the Settings app, through which you can connect to Wi-Fi networks and Bluetooth devices, as well as access information about apps you use and customize the appearance and functionality of the device. The Sound Recorder app allows you to record audio snippets for yourself, which is perfect for making notes and remembering things such as phone numbers before putting them into your phone. The next app in the applications list is the Phone app, which is also accessible through the home screen. When your phone rings, press the OK key or any alphanumeric key to answer the call. Pressing the Delete key or short pressing the power button will reject the call. You can mute the phone ringing to hear the name and number of the caller by short pressing either of the volume controls. There are a number of options available when opening the phone menu in the app. These include Contacts, which contains all saved numbers. You can scroll through this using the navigation keys or search for a specific entry using the alphanumeric keys. To call a contact, select their entry using the OK key and then select the call option that appears. Favorites are numbers you regularly contact in a separate list, speeding up how long it takes to select their entry. This navigates in the same way as the contacts list. To add a favorite, first go to your contacts list and select a contact. You will then be able to choose an option that says Add to Favorites. Call history allows you to see every previous call you have made or received, listed from most recent to oldest. You can select a number from this list to view an expanded call history, as well as allowing you to choose from several options such as call, add to contacts, or send messages. Dial number allows you to call new numbers. Simply type in the number you wish to call and then press OK to start calling it. Voicemail will display a list of all voicemails from missed calls. Select the voicemail you want to listen to and press OK. Finally, you can find a more in-depth user guide as well as more information about your phone through the user manual app. To finish this quick start guide, I'd like to share with you some frequently asked questions which may help to get you started. How do I connect to Wi-Fi? First, select Wi-Fi from the settings list. Change the status of Wi-Fi to on to see the list of Wi-Fi networks available around you. Select the network you want to join from the list and press the OK key to connect to it. To connect to a secure Wi-Fi network, enter the password. You can check the Show Password option below the input box if you want to see and vocalize the Wi-Fi password. Finally, select Connect to complete the procedure. The status Connected is displayed under the name of the network when the procedure has been performed correctly. If the entered password is not correct, the status Authentication problem will be displayed and vocalized below the name of your network. In this case, select your network again and press the OK button to display the connection options. Select Remove and Confirm to forget the password. Select your network again to re-enter the password. It is possible to perform a soft reset of the phone's settings simply by going into the phone application and dialing *#111#. This will reset the phone's settings to factory defaults. This will not erase any data such as contacts or messages. It is also possible to perform a hard reset by going into the phone application and dialing *#333#. This will perform a complete factory reset on the phone and erase all data. We hope you've enjoyed this quick start guide brought to you by Sight & Sound Technology. Please do check the full user manual if you still have any unanswered questions, or of course feel free to contact our support team on 01604 798 070, or send an email to support@sightandsound.co.uk and we'll be happy to help.